You're listening to SBS News.
She was head of state, but also Supreme Governor of the Church of England. It's very clear, though, that for Her Majesty the Queen, faith was about much more than her constitutional role.
I know just how much I rely on my own faith to guide me through the good times and the bad.
Back at her coronation, itself a ceremony steeped in religious significance, the Queen promised to uphold both the laws of the nation and the Protestant religion. She embraced being defender of the faith in a way that showed it went beyond just an inherited title to her. She was a vital ambassador for the Anglican Church abroad. She met five popes, quite the turnaround for a monarchy that once split so spectacularly from Rome. At home, she left governance to the bishops, but as an ever-ready listener and guide to them. The former Archbishop of York, Lord John Sentamu, described an extraordinary moment at a meeting where he'd sought her counsel over an issue that was troubling him.
And I just find myself kneeling down and saying to her, "Will you say a prayer for me?" And I put my hands together and she put hers beside mine. No word was said. About 3 minutes. And she said, "Amen." I will never know what kind of prayer she prayed, but I just felt within myself, actually, I'm in front of a very, very humble, holy person. It was so moving.
Every year in Christmas messages, there were insights into the way the Queen's faith guided her, like this broadcast from 2014.
For me, the life of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, whose birth we celebrate today, is an inspiration and an anchor in my life. A role model of reconciliation and forgiveness, he stretched out his hands in love, acceptance, and healing. Christ's example has taught me to seek to respect and value all people of whatever faith or none.
And in recent decades, as the nation grew in diversity, she visited temples, synagogues, gurdwaras and mosques. She said Anglicanism had a duty to protect the free practice of other religions too. Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis said it was clear through all their meetings, including the time he accompanied her to the concentration camp at Bergen-Belsen, that her interest went far beyond duty.
I saw it firsthand how she relates to the sorrowful times of Jewish past. For us, she doesn't act like a politician. She has genuine care, genuine interest, and wants the best, certainly for our faith and for all faiths.
But all guided by her own faith. The head of the Catholic Church in England and Wales, Archbishop of Westminster, Cardinal Vincent Nicholls, remembers a national service at St Paul's Cathedral.
At a certain point in the ceremony, we were all asked to recite a long prayer which was printed out in the order of service. And I looked up and the Queen had her eyes shut and she was reciting this prayer by heart. And I thought, there's a woman who prays, who probably prays every day. At least that's what I saw before my eyes.
When they gathered for her Platinum Jubilee at St Paul's Cathedral, they gave thanks for Her Majesty the Queen's reign, for her service and for her faith. They also commemorated the way she guided the church in a fast-evolving world and her commitment to bring all people together.